T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
7. The Wolf.
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister.
How much do you think a Space Needle window washer makes? Or a barnacle scraper on the Bainbridge Ferry?
It's rude to ask how much money someone makes.
Maybe, but we can guess. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because I want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask. Until now, the last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that heavy equipment operator Daniel is making $46,000 a year. Okay, on the phone with us this morning is Carrie. Carrie, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Hey, Carrie, what part of town you live in?
I live in the North Seattle area.
Okay, cool. Now, Carrie, first of all, thank you for calling in for Share Your Salary. 206-421-WOLF if you want to follow suit, because a lot of people are looking for different things to do to make money right now. You know that, Carrie, so we appreciate you. Thank you.
Absolutely.
All right, Carrie, by the way, this is really interesting, is a skip tracer. Emily, have you ever heard of that before?
Like skipping rocks? No.
That's would be my best guess, too. No. A skip tracer, and I didn't know this either, is kind of like a bounty hunter.
Okay.
They look for people that are skipping bail, I guess. Is that right, Carrie?
That's absolutely correct. It's just a different license is all it is.
All right. Well, we're going to end it on the clock. We're going to ask you as many questions as we can in that amount of time about what you do. When we're done, we'll play a 3-minute song. We'll gather our thoughts. We'll come back. We'll guess what we think you make doing what you do. But then you're going to tell everybody. You're going to share your salary here in a couple of minutes, Carrie. Does that sound good to you?
Perfect.
All right, 1 minute on the clock. Emily, if you are ready, begin.
So other than the license, how is this different from a bounty hunter?
It's not.
So this is just a new way of saying skip tracers. This is the new jargon.
Yeah, it's actually an older term.
All right, do you own your own business? If not, do you work for like a bail bondsman?
I work for multiple bail bondsmen.
Okay, do most bounty hunters call themselves skip tracers now?
I think it's probably 50-50. Most of them don't admit what they are.
Do you only get paid if you catch the person?
Yes.
What's the longest amount of time you have chased one person?
I'd say about 6, maybe 8 weeks at the most.
How did you get into this?
Friend of the family.
How big a guy are you?
I'm not a very big guy.
How far have you gone to catch someone?
I've gone clear across the country.
Do you carry weapons or do you know karate?
I know no karate. I carry multiple weapons. Again, I'm a little guy.
So are
I'm
you
sorry, Emily.
That's
all we have for the question. I know. Well, you know, we'll have a chance to have a follow-up conversation with Carrie here after we play the game. But right now, Morning Wolfpack, if you want to text in your guest to 46150, what do you think Carrie in North Seattle makes as a skip tracer, like a bounty hunter? Text that guess in right now. I will use one of your guesses as my own, so put your name and where you live on it. Coming up here in 3 minutes right after the song, because we're going to guess, but then Carrie is going to share his salary coming up next.
This is the Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister. 100.7. The Wolf.
Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. This is fascinating, truly. This morning we have Carrie on the phone, who is a skip tracer. In other words, he's a bounty hunter. Emily, what else did we just learn about Carrie?
So he has a different license than a bounty hunter, but it's essentially the same thing. He only gets paid if he catches a skip, and he works for multiple bail bondsmen. He's had to look for someone up to 6 to 8 weeks one time. He's gone across the country to get someone.
Crazy. All right, Emily, I don't envy your position. And her head just went into her hands, full face bomb.
I have no idea.
Yeah, this is not on our salary spectrum. This is uncharted territory for us, so... Emily, like I said, you're up.
You know what? Because I have no idea, I'm going to go crazy and go 98.
Oh! Wow, that's funny because I'm using a text. Erica in Seattle said 100, and I kind of thought the same, but who knows? He may be double that. I don't know.
Or half that.
Yes, Lojo.
Yeah, I'm just going to go with the skyjack and say 112.
Wow.
Okay, so because we don't know, or maybe we're close, I don't know, we're thinking 98, 100, or 112. We're all kind of bunched together there. But Carrie, enough of that. It is time for you to tell the Morning Wolf Pack how much money you can actually make as a skip tracer or a bounty hunter. What is the number, Carrie? What is your salary?
92.
Oh, okay.
92. Wow. You guys are good. You guys are good.
Or lucky.
Do most people come in without a fight?
I don't ever see them, but yeah, typically, come in without a fight? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's very few of them are fighters. A lot of them are big talkers, but very few of them want to fight.
Do you ever get scared doing your job?
There's a lot of anxiety and a lot of nerves, but I don't think fear... I wouldn't say I'm scared anymore.
Has there ever been someone that you said, I just don't even want to go after this person?
Not that I recall, no.
What if they were to come to you and say, okay, you got to go get this guy. His name is Hannibal Lecter. Be careful. He's really smart and he likes to eat people.
That might be the one that I deny.
What's the biggest amount of bail that you went after? Like, what was the highest bail somebody skipped on?
$1 million.
Wow.
Oh. And so you get a percentage of that when you catch them?
I do.
Would you recommend this job to everybody, Carrie, or is there a certain kind of person that's more cut out for this work?
Yeah, it definitely takes a certain pedigree. Yeah.
I would think so. Not everybody. I mean, if you don't enjoy like a good confrontation, this is not the job for
no.
you. Right?
Yeah, and it's if you've got a family, it's not for you. If you've got any obligations whatsoever or pets or anything of that nature, it's probably not for you.
Do you do a lot of overnight surveillance, stakeouts, that kind of thing?
Not a lot. Each hunt typically has a night or two, that's fair to say, whether that's just doing research and punching phone numbers in or sitting outside of a known residence. But I'd say, one and a half to two nights per hunt.
Carrie, I just think it's cool that you don't have a traditional 9-to-5 ham and egg. You're kind of off doing your own thing. You're your own boss. You're kind of stealthy, flying around. Nobody knows where you are.
So
I think it's really, really cool. It's real interesting and never the same day over and over.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
Have you had to pick up the same person over and over?
I've picked up the same person. Funny you should mention that because I'm on my way looking for a guy that this will be my third time with him.
Wow.
But he's easy pickings though. He's really not very.
He's gonna see you and be like, oh man, Carrie, what's up?
He thinks I'm a magician or magic is what he thinks. He thinks he's out there a little bit.
Gotcha. Well, Carrie, listen, we really appreciate you sharing your job with us and your salary, and thanks for just giving us a little bit of your time. We appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.